Hello? Hello? If you don't answer this door soon, I'm going to come in anyway. Open up! Oh! Hello? What were you... Are you all right? You're breathing rather heavy. Are you sure you're all right? Why were your trousers down around your ankles? Oh, I see. Well, this is very serious indeed. I may need to inform the council. What do you mean, am I serious? Of course I'm serious. This is a profound breach of the rules laid out for us Jedi. There, don't be too upset. We wouldn't want you to lose control of your emotions, would we? I really got you, didn't I? You really thought I was going to tell the council? After all this time as my Padawan, knowing me the way that you do, you really thought I would sell you out to them? Oh, it's not the Jedi way. Of course. Well, you know that rule is up for interpretation. That section of the tomes is vague, to say the least. We haven't always lived this way, you know. I'm sorry I never expressed my views to you this way before. Frankly, I wasn't sure if you were ready to hear them. I seem to differ quite a bit from the council on this issue. You ask me why? Well, that's a long story. I'll try to tell it to you as concisely as possible. You once asked me why I don't wear the harness, like the other Twi'lek. I don't wear it because long ago, before I was trained as a Jedi Knight, I was a slave to a very powerful being on the Outer Rim. Do you know what those harnesses are for? What they do to our Leku? Many wear them as decoration now. They say they've reclaimed them. I say bullshit. These contraptions were meant to keep us from communicating with one another in Twi'leki. For generations, we wore them until our native language was almost forgotten. I wore them until one day I encountered another of my race who had thrown off his shackles. He was the one who taught me phrases in our ancient language, who told me the Twi'lek were bound to what they were bound to do. I'll give you a hint, it's not slavery. Come here, closer. I want you to touch them. Please? Well, of course it's not conventional, but I know you've wanted to for so long. Come stroke them. Yes. That's it. Oh, that's so nice. It's been so long since someone has touched me like this. It's all right. I know it feels wrong, but believe me when I say there's nothing wrong with relationships. I know the council says one thing, but behind closed doors, well, that's an entirely different story. I know you've waited and wanted this for so long, my sweet Padawan. Here, let me touch you. No? I told you, it's all right. The galaxy isn't going to implode if you give in to your desires. Jedi preach the denial of feelings, but none of them can resist for their entire lives. We'd all be walking time bombs if that were the case. Think of this as a lesson, a test. If you don't want me to touch you, why don't you touch me? Here, I'll even help you. Let me grab your hand and put it here on my breast. There we go. Oh my, what's happening to your trousers? Are you sure you don't want me to touch you? No, not the Jedi way. Haven't you heard all I've just told you? The Jedi have been sleeping together for centuries. You're not going to fail your training if you give in to me. On the contrary, I would consider this a milestone. That's it. Listen to your master. Oh, yes. Let me see. Let me touch. The truth is, I've been longing for this too. I can see how much you've wanted it in your eyes. Well, however much you've been suffering in silence, make it double for me. Here, lay down. Let me taste you. Oh, yes. Oh, please. I want this Jedi cock inside of me. Well, not quite Jedi yet. I want to ride it. Let me just get it nice and wet first. It's been a long time since I've seen a human cock. I mean, it definitely wasn't this size. Twi'lek males are notoriously large, and until now, I haven't seen a human male come close. I'm gonna get on top of you now. Would you like that? Judging by the way your member just enlarged, it seems like you would. Yes, that's a good boy. Just lay back and let your master put you inside of her. Oh, my God. Oh, you feel incredible. Oh, tell me, do you like having your human dick inside this tight little Twi'lek pussy? Oh, some say our race is made for pleasure. Oh, what do you think? Oh, fuck, you feel so good. Does it make you happy to know that you're bigger than I expected? Oh, I've had many males, but you pulled me in from the moment you began to study with me. Oh, you have this sweet, innocent streak in you. Oh, it's clear you just want to do good in this world. Oh, you have an air of, justice about you. I can feel it in the way you thrust into me. You think you can bring balance to the force? Well, how about you start with me? Show me what you're made of, huh? Give it to me as hard as you can. I want to feel all of you. As deep as you can go. Think of this as a challenge from your master. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh my God. Can you do one more thing for me? Rub me right here. Yes, that's it. I'm so close. Oh my God, keep rubbing me. Are you gonna come too? I want you to come with me. I know you've been waiting for so long. Yes, don't stop. Don't fucking stop until I come on this huge human cock. Oh my God. Oh my God. Holy shit, Padawan, did you? That's all right. I've been unable to bear offspring for a long time. Besides, the jury's still out on whether our kind can procreate. I'm ashamed to admit it, but I've thought of this often. You've been one of my best students, so patient. So ready to do anything, his master told him. I hesitate to say it, but I think I love you for that. You don't have to say it back. It's all right. You feel the same way? Well. Oh, that is interesting. We won't tell the council, not just yet. I need to ruminate on what to say, but you're a damn good lay, you know that, Padawan? One of the best in the galaxy. And for me, that's saying something. Don't let it go to your head. I'm going back to my quarters. You've got more training tomorrow, and it's not going to be as pleasurable as this was. I'll see you in the morning. Don't be late.